And of course, lads and lasses out there in web radio land, you are tuned in to Shirley and Spinoza on another Sunday night. You're in fact listening to the Neighborhood Bass Bass Coalition. And peering here on the monitor of our closed circuit catacomb camera, I can see that we've got Rob and Drew and Russ and Nick down there, and they're taking turns wandering around the Snack Lazy Susan. We're taking a short break for a second or two while I make this announcement and let you know what you're listening to. And they're walking to the different little compartments and pulling out a handful, a pocketful of Skittles and cashews for the next hour or so. They'll be gracing your ears with this installment of Neighborhood Bass Coalition's show entitled Poppy Wash. Is this correct? This is correct. And shall we get back to business? I think we shall. Just letting you know, folks, if you'd like to stay in contact, you can do so by emailing radio@compoundeye.org. That's radio@compoundeye.org. And if you'd like to AIM or iChat with us, you can do that. It's Shirley and Spinoza. That's one word. Shirley, letter N, Spinoza. And one of our many secretaries will be here in one of the many cubicles ready to take your communique. With that, I relinquish control back to the boys.
Hello, Mrs. Page? Well, this is Constance McKenzie. Is your son home? I understand he and Allison went on a picnic today. Imagine he'd invite a lot of other people along if he saw his chance to take Allison off somewhere alone with you. Exactly what I said.
Thank you. Hard of hearing?
No.
It's not a hearing aid. Was he hard of hearing?
No.
It's not a hearing aid.
Miniature transmitter. But why would they put something like this inside his body?
Doctor, is this how he controlled the monsters?
Possibly, Otani. The monsters were being controlled by the same device.
Thank you. Thank you. is not a sound check. This is NBC, the Neighborhood Base Coalition.
The story of how I found Count Dracula. Why did it have to be me? Something dragged me down there. Something I can't understand kept me going. Now it's too late. He's coming for me. I hid myself that night in the British Museum. Among the mummies and the old dead Egyptian pharaohs and... when the place was emptied of all the living, I went to that stairway, and I went down and down and down. Well, I never thought it could be. I had to find him. Anyone.
featuring Isle of Liberty.
Friends, you have been listening to none other than Shirley and Spinoza's live Sunday webcast on yet another Sunday night. It's April 23rd, year of our Lord, 2097, and this evening we are fortunate enough to have the fellows of Neighborhood Base Coalition join us here. And I myself, well, no, wait a minute, I should go down the roll call. That would be the proper protocol, would it not? You've been listening to Mr. Drew, Mr. Rob, Mr. Russ, and Mr. Bioflava. That's Bioflava to all of those of you on the other side of the Rockies. I myself have been up here in the Shirley and Spinoza gun tower making sure that the mad scientists down below are safe and sound for this evening's experiments. And I think everything came to pass just as planned, am I correct? It seems as if that's the case. Well, we do thank you for joining us, and all of those of you out there that took the time to write on in, our crew of secretaries and concubines and interns. Here we're hard at work replying to all of your missives, and I think they're going to sleep well tonight. So to all of those of you out there that took the time to abuse our staff, we do expect you next time around. That's a week from now, when we'll have MC Schmidt and the San Francisco Art Institute New Genres Studies Music Class number 6 will all gather in here, and I think that's about 20 or 45 or 60 or 120 young nubile music makers in here for you on a Sunday night. This is Shirley and Spinoza. We do this once a week for the foreseeable future, but remember, we've got a very heavy case of glaucoma to deal with, so, well, I'll just go ahead and let the cat out of the bag later. I don't know. Do the boys up there have anything to say? Apparently not. I'm seeing some mad staggering around, and I think a couple of the fellas have decided to pick up the paws of one of the rogue cats that wanders the studio, and they're doing a little barnyard dance there. I'll go ahead and leave them to that. I here am privileged to have access to the closed-circuit video screen. So it's all me on this. In just a few moments, we will be relinquishing control to the supercomputer in the sky that perpetuates our tiny little universe one week at a time. And I'll go ahead and start pulling the plug. Remember, you can go ahead and download each and every one of these live Sunday webcasts when the time comes. I usually, there's a bit of a turnaround of about 1 day or 1.5 days, which is pretty good, I'd say. You can go ahead and put this in your pocket and take it to work, put it in your car, strap it on your iPod, and aim your skis down towards the bottom of the hill, and you know, a couple hours or so when you get to the bottom, yeah, and so forth. So, see you next time around, folks.
Señores y señoras, estáis escuchando a Shirley Spinoza Internet Radio.
At the tone, 0 hours, 0 minutes, Coordinated Universal Time.
Best in every way. Smile!
Shirley, and is it Spinoza or Spanoza? Or Spinoza?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's Spinoza. It's Sponozo. Or is it Oza?
Sit down, please. Please look at the screen in front of you. That is fine. We may proceed. Please answer the following questions, yes or no. Have you any allergies? Please repeat your response for our memory cells.
Get on board. Better get your ticket now, my lordy. Can't you imagine that you can hear this dream?